This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's the only day to go. I'm not going home.
How often can a letter change the world? Not for the better, but for the worst. Well, it happens from time to time, and we've got news about one this hour, and it relates to the opioid crisis. Welcome, everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll get you off those medicines if you want to. It's up to you. If you believe in freedom, you believe in the freedom to say, like Nancy Reagan all those years ago, no to drugs. Do you then say yes to what? What do you say yes to? How about, maybe something they used to call a drug called cannabis that can actually manage your pain, maybe reduce the cause of your pain. We're going to get to it, folks, today. A couple hours of broadcast healing on GCN and our affiliates around the country and around the world. RobertScottBell.com for the show notes and links up there. Super Don making it sound so good. We got Andy on the board. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Big news on the opioid front as we start the show today. And maybe you've been hearing about states suing the drug companies over the opioid crisis. And you think, well, why would they be suing the drug companies? I mean, isn't it the doctors that are prescribing it? Isn't it the FDA that's approving it? Isn't it, well, the people that are becoming addicted to it? Wait a second, though. I thought if we go back in time, let's go in the Wayback Machine, and figure out how addictive these opioids are, and you'll learn that they weren't supposed to be addictive at all. In fact, the vast majority of the medical population and then the people that bought the drugs or were covered by insurance before even Obamacare were told that it really wasn't dangerous. Opioids, really not addictive. Now, you'd think that would have to happen via extensive peer-reviewed literature review and publications, but it turns out it didn't happen that way. We were all played, I say, because of a letter to the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. But around that time, 1992, NBC News reports coming out about, well, trying to poo-poo any claims that these opioids, these new classes of drugs were dangerous, right? Initially, they were reported as an end of life. You know, you're brutally in pain. Here's some drugs that can get you through it. Maybe improve your quality of life in the time you have left on planet Earth. But that wasn't good enough for Big Pharma. That wasn't big enough of a market for Big Pharma. So they had to market it in such a way that showed safety and efficacy for long-term use for managing chronic pain. And this is how we ended up in the opioid crisis. More people dying from opioids, an opioid addiction today than I think, let's say, car accidents. What else we got here as far as how many people are brutalized by opioids, Super Don? I mean, it's bad. I mean, it's gotten so bad.
Falling coconuts?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They're even worse. No, they're not worse. 3.8 billion doses of opiates distributed in Ohio. Just in Ohio alone. 3.8 billion between 2011 and 15. That's one state that is indeed suing. And you could understand, I suppose you could understand why. I think it makes sense why that would happen. But the idea here, of course, is recognizing, hey, there's got to be some good science. This didn't happen by accident, right? There had to be some real strong science to back this thing up. Well, turns out, science not so strong. My baby, she wrote me a letter. Now, let's hear that original news report of 1992 and see what it has to say way back when.
Today, the federal government said in a report that about half of all surgery patients suffer needlessly because doctors and hospitals don't pay enough attention to painkiller.
Health Secretary Louis Sullivan talked about myths, that pain builds character. Myth, he said, that infants don't feel pain. Another myth. That elderly patients have a higher tolerance for pain, or that painkillers are addictive. All myths.
What was that last bit?
Wow. Or that painkillers are addictive. All myths.
All, that was NBC News. Or that painkillers are addictive. Apparently that was a myth. Now, where did this myth get started? John Oliver from HBO has done some interesting work on the Big Pharma front occasionally. We like what he does. And we've got some clips talking about some of these things, putting maybe a little bit of perspective with a little bit of humor behind a situation that's probably not all that humorous about how we got into this mess.
A nuanced discussion between the medical community about the complexities of pain treatment is clearly important. The problem is that discussion became dominated by the pharmaceutical industry, who started amplifying the message that opioids should not just be used for acute pain, like that from cancer or surgery, but for all sorts of pain, like arthritis and backaches, which makes sense as a motive coming from the pharma industry. End-of-life pain care is a narrow business. It's hard to make a lot of money off of a product exclusively marketed to people who are close to death. Honestly, I don't know how Fox News even does it. I have no idea. It's a mystery.
Of course, he has a dig at Fox News. You know, he's a lib, but that's okay. Listen, we can take it. We can handle it. John Oliver on HBO talking about the painkiller thing. Now, Purdue Pharmaceuticals had a video out to kind of counteract some of this information, and John covers it on the HBO show there. Relative to the less than 1% of people would ever become addicted.
Less than 1% of patients taking opioids actually become addicted.
Less than 1%. And I know it may seem like they are pulling that number out of their ass, but they actually pulled it out of the letters to the editor section of the New England Journal of Medicine. Seriously, this is it. That paragraph is the whole thing. It wasn't peer-reviewed, and it was only about short-term use of opioids in hospitals, but it became the main source for that 1% claim.
Now, this is really a big revelation, actually, if you think
deal.
About it. Yeah. Now, New England Journal of Medicine, one of the top, JAMA Journal, Lancet, there are a few of them that are thought to be, these are the gold standard medical journals. And it turns out there was a paragraph, a short paragraph, letter to the editor in the New England Journal of Medicine all those years ago that basically said it's not addictive. Opioid drugs, not really addictive. 1% maybe. Okay. Now, since that time, that letter to the editor, non-peer-reviewed letter to the editor, has been cited hundreds if not thousands of times, Super Don. I don't know how often, but up until recently, this has been one of the main things cited in all peer-reviewed articles or even journalistic articles out to the world to say that, listen, in the New England Journal of Medicine, they said it wasn't really addictive. It was a letter to the editor, folks. This is how science works. Now, a lot of times it could even be peer-reviewed, but as we find out with many different studies or even categories of drugs or treatments, like those anesthesiologists, they were relying upon a fraudulent study that has been cited hundreds, if not thousands of times. Now they find that out years later, and most every work that was built upon those fraudulent studies is now also deceptively fraudulent. And the irony, and I'll just throw this as an aside, Dr. Andrew Wakefield's overview, what he produced with others in England all those years ago about the MMR vaccine and novel new gastrointestinal inflammation of unknown origin, has been duplicated many times, yet the mainstream media pounces on that as if it's fraudulent when it isn't. It's selective fraud from the mainstream media. Now, how do you convert people to think, if they've discovered this, that this addiction really isn't an addiction? Well, you make up a new term.
But even if doctors started noticing that a lot more than 1% of their patients were getting addicted, Purdue had a ready answer. What if they're not? Because they had doctors on their payroll, like Alan Spanos, who were happy to explain the helpful new concept of pseudo-addiction.
Pseudo-addiction. What do we call the letter to the editor? Pseudo-peer review? It wasn't peer-reviewed, but yet they acknowledged that most of those studies claiming addiction wasn't a real likelihood or possibility from opioid drugs was, you know, again, it was in the journal of the New England Journal of Medicine, so wasn't that good enough? Why did it need to be peer-reviewed? Pseudo-addiction. And John Oliver goes on to make a funny about pseudo-diarrhea. If you eat, you know, he chose Chipotle, I don't know, but if you eat at a really nasty fast food restaurant and get diarrhea, it's not real diarrhea, it's pseudo-diarrhea. Ha, ha, ha. I get the joke. I understand that. But, yeah, the joke's on the people taking these drugs, though. It's brutal. It's not funny at all.
Agreed.
Super dumb.
And you know, you were looking for a number earlier. They did an analysis of clinical studies. They've used that letter to the editor as proof of opioids not being addictive. And they found 608 citations.
Yeah.
72% of them pointing to it as proof. And here's the crazy thing, okay? We're in the middle of this opioid epidemic, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody can agree at this point that opioids are addictive. I don't think there's anybody on the face of the earth at this point that would say otherwise, right? But if you look at the details of this analysis, that letter to the editor saying that only 1% of people get addicted has been referenced as proof as recent as last year.
Yeah.
It's still being used.
Right. Pretty incredible. How many prescriptions were written? Let's go back to the year 2000 just to get a sense of where it was going.
And Purdue's overall message of a quick, easy cure for pain was very appealing, especially for primary care doctors who might only have 15 minutes to treat a patient. So it is no wonder that by the year 2000, doctors were writing nearly 6 million OxyContin prescriptions per year, and its sales were more than even Viagra. And remember, that was a drug that had the distinct advantage of being sold by Bob Dole, the red-hot late 90s it boy.
All right, yeah. No, I mean, a little frivolity and silliness. I guess if the news can be delivered in that way, and oftentimes these comedy shows deliver more news than the NBC Nightly News, for instance, where in 1992 they called addiction to painkillers a myth. Yeah, there's your mainstream media in full regalia. Killing people through addiction, through lies, through non-peer-reviewed letters to the editor at the New England Journal of Medicine. We'll give you some options for pain in a little while that will not be a narcotic nor addictive. And, of course, if you'd like, you could be part of the show. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are there.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Scott Bell Show.
Notes are up. Show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Cap Morgan. We have, we do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, whatever little time you could spare. I think you will be empowered with information and, of course, a fear reduction, which is our goal here as well. Reduce some of your fear associated with the things going on around you or maybe even in you, to prevent things from happening disastrously years down the road that are indeed preventable. Despite modern medicine and the pharmaceutical minions that pretty much fund it, trying to pretend that it's all genetic, or even if they give a little bit of lip service to environment, it's still lip service because they don't go all the way like we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the way. You'll see what we mean as we continue on today. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So here's a great headline. How the gut and probiotics may influence inflammaging. This is where people get cute. They go, hey, we got inflammation, we got aging. Inflammation causes aging. Let's call it inflammaging. And that's what I love about the English language, particularly the American English language. No slight on you and UK Health Radio listening in. Just the flexibility of American English, the way you can just create words out of thin air. We do it on the radio all the time. It's fun. And we just roll with it because, hey, man, language evolves. It's like it changes with consciousness. So inflammaging is actually a pretty cool term. But how do we reverse inflammaging? Now, as the peer-reviewed literature that is indeed peer-reviewed acknowledges that inflammation causes aging, it's sort of a step along the way because it kind of goes halfway, like we talk about the half measures, right? Acknowledging there's a little genetic component and there's a little environment, but it's really all genetic. Well, it's environment too, but hey, pay no attention to the environment. The half and half measures. What about the cause of inflammation? If they say inflammation causes aging, what about the cause of inflammation? How about going there, Doc? Yeah, wouldn't that be cool? Hey, yeah, I got you some Vioxx. That'll take care of your inflammation. Might also kill you. And if it's not Vioxx, it's non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs of any and all kinds. Of course, the peer-reviewed literature supports what? Essential fatty acids. Turmeric, right? We could even use homeopathic remedies. We could hydrate more efficiently. We use Robert's water because the molecular hydrogen coming from the Echo Water system, go to robertswater.com, you can learn all about it there, also reduces the cause of inflammation, right? It's not just, hey, reduce inflammation by any means necessary. We'll destroy your intestines, we'll destroy your liver and kidneys in the process, but we'll say it's a success because your inflammation has been reduced. And guess what? You don't get to grow to ripe old ages because now we've given you cancer, which is why the third leading cause of death, modern medicine, is actually the second and the first, along with the third. Because what they do in that third leading cause of death can cause heart disease and cancer. Yes, indeed, it does. So this thing about inflammation driving aging, guess where it's sourcing now? The more and more they're looking into it, they're looking into the gut and the gut microbiome. How cool is that, huh? Because that's something you have total control over, right? You can stop putting antibiotics in there. You could stop drinking chlorinated water. You could filter out that chlorine. You could stop putting additives, preservatives, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metal. I mean, yeah, it takes a little work, right? It's like, hey, I don't have the time to do that, man. That's too much effort. Too much. Hey, you know, and that food costs a little more to have less stuff in it. Of course, it's got more nutrients in it. It's got fewer toxins, and the toxins that are in there are at much lower levels. Even the purest of pure ain't pure anymore because of what man has done to the environment. So what are we going to do to drive inflammation downward or eliminate it? Now, this article talks about tumor necrosis factor, TNF. Right? If we can reduce TNF, we can reduce inflammation. How do we reduce TNF? It turns out certain bacterial species in your gut, when in a healthy gut, can reduce the production of TNF, tumor necrosis alpha. Now, when we talk about the silver aloe protocol for gut recovery, the reason the silver is so phenomenal is because it does directly take cells out of inflammation on contact. But it also eradicates dysbiotic microorganisms that contribute to the inflammation or aberrant metabolism down there, and it upregulates regeneration of healthy new tissue. Now, when you put the good probiotics, whether it's be lactobacillus, bifidobacteria, or others, it actually has the appropriate home. So it's not only about reproducing or regenerating or reintroducing good bacteria. It's about restoring the home to those good bacteria. It's taking that rainforest that used to be a rainforest that's become a desert because of antibiotics and restoring the rainforest. And there are a lot of other things you can do in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal. I wrote with Ty Bollinger. It's got it in there. How do you heal the gut? Unlike anywhere else on planet Earth, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and you can reverse inflammation. Inflammation! Without shortening your lifespan or giving yourself autoimmune diseases, immune deficiencies, or even cancer. A lot more empowerment coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm looking at some of these news stories today, and good Lord, this could be a landmark day for the Robert Scott Bell Show. I should almost, you know what, I'm not going to do it, but we have themes that Super Don has put together for different segments. One of them is called I Told You So.
Yeah.
Right? And I should play it, but I'm not going to, because I don't want to rub it in. Right? For those people that have been saying, Robert Scott Bell, you've been just cranky old man for years because you say I should eat organically. Right? Because pesticides.
Talking about that silly notion of toxins, right?
Right, yes. Toxins, exactly. Pesticides, whatever. Pesticides. Shut up with your pesticides already. Well, it turns out, man, there's a landmark study, according to this article here, and it's happening all over the world. They're putting this thing out. It's amazing. It's revealing that pesticides are causing damage to the human brain. Right? And it's not just, new media, right? It's not just new media. UPI has an article about it. New York Times has an article about it. And they're talking about the toxic levels of pesticides. and how they're impacting the developing health of children in particular. In Europe, they're trying to figure this thing out because, my gosh, how much is this costing us? How much could it be costing us? 125 billion pounds a year, which is like, what, $150 billion a year? They're basing this in the EU on loss of lifetime income from damage due to pesticides. Reductions in IQ, right? Damage to the brain. I mean, it's not counterintuitive to think about it. I mean, it's only intuitive to say, hey, more toxic poisons, probably worse health outcomes. The earlier on, the worse it could be. Now, there's New York Times says, even though they're covering this, I read their article, and it is just cognitive dissonance all over the place. Is that a word you like, the term cognitive dissonance, Superdon? I know you like Hegelian dialectic better. But
yeah, it's not as good as Hegelian dialectic, but it's right up there, I'd say, with bureaucratic oligarchy.
Okay. This New York Times article headlines, "The womb is no protection from toxic chemicals." And I'm reading this thing, I'm like, wow, they're actually acknowledging toxic chemicals like lead, certain air pollutants, pesticides, synthetic chemicals. Of course, they go into infectious agents like Zika. They can be forgiven for that because they're dunderheaded, virologically deficient in terms of their ability to understand what viruses really are. But then they go off and they just blast Donald Trump, President Trump. He's going to cut the EPA budget by 31%. No, he's not. He's going to cut the rate of growth. How's that? But that doesn't matter. He's going to slash money for biomedical research and programs to fight outbreaks of infectious diseases. Hey, how about looking to do it in a different way? No, the New York Times can't handle that kind of information. They're saying we need to spend more money, not less. We need more testing of chemicals before they are marketed. Oh, really? The EPA, how are they doing on this? How about the chemicals that have been out there for 50, 60, 70 years that are still out there in the environment? You going to go back and test those now, retroactively? Is that going to help the people that have already exposed? No, we don't need more money in that. We need more money in, if you want, to support holistic health care providers that are actually detoxifying patients, children, babies even. The Dr. Batars of the world that have had to go out on their own. And, of course, very few people can afford them because there's no subsidies for that. Not that I'm arguing for more government subsidies. I think you pull the subsidies away from all the rest of it, and then suddenly things become affordable because there's a real free market for competition and real healing. They acknowledge toxic exposures. They're talking about the nasty things they're finding in the cord blood of babies. They reference sprays, flame retardants, air pollutants, lead, mercury, plasticizers. I say that. Plastifiers, I call them, but they say plasticizers. Yet nowhere in this article, as they're claiming the EPA is the only one that can protect us, as they're talking toxicology, nowhere in the exposure pathway do they mention even once injectable environmental toxins. Not once in the New York Times article. It's like somebody put on vaccine horse blinders on the New York Times. We'll acknowledge the role of toxins and poisons and all the things Robert Scott Bell's been talking about for years on the radio, but darn it, if you say it's injectable in a vaccine, we're going to disavow any knowledge of your existence. In fact, we're going to shout you down. We're going to claim you're an anti-vaxxer instead of a mom or a dad or a doctor who says, you know what, I don't believe we should inject these toxic poisons into little innocent children. Much less, guess what? Moms to be, right? And the headline says the womb is no place to protect. It doesn't protect you yet. They, well, guess what? Also, the New York Times doesn't say. Stop injecting mercury into pregnant moms. The flu shot. They want to hit you with the flu shot, and that's not the only shot they want to hit pregnant moms to be with. Now we got some audio clips. Where does this come from? These audio clips, Superdon. Is this from Mount Sinai School of Medicine, a researcher?
Yeah,
something?
Mount Sinai is where that comes from. And it's coming from, this is a source where, you know, they put these videos out when there's scientific studies and discoveries and stuff like that. So it would be considered a legitimate science resource.
Yeah, as the dogs start attacking each other there, Superdon, I know. They get excited when we talk about this stuff.
Like, yes.
It's okay.
Dogs
we
get
don't
vaccines
mind.
Too, you know.
There are too many. Too damn many. By the way, there's a link between autism, toxic lead levels, and it's been found in babies' teeth. And that's where we're going with this, out of the university, what is it, the National Institute of Health, the Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, found a link between elevated lead levels in baby teeth and autism. Again, heavy metals and autism. Exposure? Can we talk about vaccines? No, but they're going to acknowledge the technology now to detect some very interesting things with baby teeth and laser beams.
Autism affects one of every 68 children in the United States. And we know that both genes and the environment contributes to developing autism. And what's special about this study, it was for the very first time able to tell us not only which metals are dangerous or which essential elements might be critical, but also when.
So the which and the when. I'm not a witch, show me your when. And this is really crazy stuff, because it now gets into teeth like tree rings of a tree. Every year you'll see different layers, and they've got technology so sensitive through these laser beams. You know, sharks and frickin' laser beams? We got baby teeth and frickin' laser beams. And we're going to determine exposure and when it happened and what's in there. Give a listen to what they're doing here.
Teeth are like a biologic hard drive. They form layers just like growth rings in a tree. So every day, we are depositing a new layer of tooth material, and it's capturing all this information from our environmental exposures, our nutritional exposures, and many other factors.
So this is fascinating. This is where I say, Robert Scott Bell, you're actually talking about medical and biotechnology of some kind here. Yeah, because we don't stand lock, stock, and barrel against science at all, ever. We're skeptical of science when it's promoting a vaccine agenda. Yes, the regulators captured by the industry they're supposed to regulate, the science, the money flowing in to get the science done, only allowed to go into certain areas of endeavors or questioning. If you start questioning vaccines, they shut it down. That's not science. Well, that's economic science, maybe political science. So let's hear more about these laser beams and baby teeth.
This technology that we've developed relies on baby teeth. Every child is going to shed 20 of their teeth. We can use their basic physiology to reconstruct an entire history of exposure. So we have to use special instruments like lasers to go and sample within these rings.
And then they can actually take like twins, right? One with autism, one without, both with autism. And they start seeing the levels of toxins, metals, in the teeth. Through this process,
we were able to go back in time from children who had autism and their siblings, their identical twins in some cases, who did not, and say, well, when did this difference start and what was the exact chemical that was different? How were they different even before they were born?
So this to me, Super Don, maybe you're hearing it too, it sounds like a legitimate scientific endeavor, right?
Yes,
they're letting the science lead them, right? Let's experiment. Let's find out what we find. Let's report on it. Now, the reporting on it has been less than ideal and optimal because, of course, many of those that report on it don't understand the process of displacement, right? Because we're going to get into nutrient deficiencies with this next clip. How when you have metals coming into the body, developing body, it displaces the minerals. So they're going to talk maybe certain mineral deficiencies, not recognizing the displacement factor. At least they're not reporting on it yet.
What we found here is that higher levels of certain toxicants like lead, as well as deficiency of certain nutrients like manganese and zinc, can lead to autism, but there are specific windows, specific critical periods when we are more susceptible to these environmental hits.
So critical development times, when is it? And they're going to learn from this, and that's a good thing. But it's kind of like the reporting of Dr. William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower from the CDC, saying, you know what, we found that African-American boys, males, if given the MMR shot on time or early, we're more likely to, you know, develop autism. And, of course, that goes into a time frame. What is the window? What is the most vulnerable time? Even if you're for vaccination, wouldn't you want to know that to say, hey, maybe we modify the way we do vaccines to minimize the potential for autism? Of course, you'll find out about me about vaccines. I'm hardcore in my perspective on that. We'll talk about that as the medical industry tries to bully us into accepting vaccine lies as science. What are those critical windows?
Genetic factors are determined at birth. Environmental factors can change.
We could also figure out the most susceptible time period or the critical windows when in our development environmental stressors can set us on a trajectory that may lead to autism.
Now, they mentioned manganese and zinc. I only wish that they had mentioned selenium, because that, to me, is number one on the list of minerals that are displaced by the exposure to toxins, heavy metals, etc. And as you're reading about these stories, and as you're sharing these stories in social media and telling your friends and your family that don't believe you because you already knew this or learned about it on the Robert Scott Bell Show, remember the reporting on this will not be complete. Just as we said, the New York Times acknowledges these things. The womb is not a safe place. The exposures are real. But will completely neglect to acknowledge the very toxic poisons and metals that they're warning against are being injected directly into your innocent little children if you let them. If you don't stand in defense of those children, of those babies, even before they're born. Moms-to-be, I'm talking about you. Get the selenium up, get the chromium up, get the silicon up. Remember, these are the things we talk about and have been written about in Unlock the Power to Heal are your preventive medicine. Even though they're not medicine officially, they're supplements, they're food, they're minerals to protect you against the emerging science when it's presented wrong or only partially. But the science is cool, and when it's cool, we're going to report on it here. When it's not, we'll also report on it, but we'll call it junk, like much of it has become. All right, don't sleep with chickens. We got a chicken update after this break. You don't want to go anywhere.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I told you we'd have a chicken story. I just didn't know it would be a chicken choir. But here we go. Final segment for this hour of the show. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up, and we're going to talk about vaccine bullies in the medical profession. And how they view you. What category might you fall into out of one out of five ones? But for now, because you're not going to play chicken, we're going to talk about chickens on the air here. Getting too friendly with fowl, blamed in salmonella outbreaks. So that opening on our Friday show, and a lot of people have played this clip from Ghostbusters, dogs and cats sleeping together, right? That kind of crazy stuff. Are people, Superdon, sleeping with their chickens? Is that what's happening here? Are they intimating that people are getting it too intimate with their chickens and there's a salmonella outbreak because of chicken love?
You know, we've covered a story like this once before. It may have been a year or two ago, but apparently this is an ongoing problem. The people, they treat their chickens like pets, like a dog or a cat. And there are people that do snuggle with their chickens. And we've seen this warning coming from the CDC before, but this one in particular is a little bit different because they're giving us, we've already heard the talking about don't have chickens in your house. We've seen them warn about snuggling and kissing your chicken. But I have never until now seen them warn people to please do not dress your chickens in tiny costumes.
What?
Yes.
Wait. But how does that give you salmonella? I mean, are you going to wear the same outfit? Like
what?
Don't
share the underwear with the chicken.
But, right, exactly. No, this makes no sense. Who's doing this?
Well, okay. What they're warning against here is that coming into contact with chickens, live fowl, can cause you to get salmonella.
Okay, that's not new news. We understand that, but I mean, I was thinking all the history of the salmonella has been about if you're cutting raw chicken on a chopping board, make sure you clean that board thoroughly.
Well, and we've seen that. You know, this is where usually you see the commercials for the antibacterial stuff and whatever like that. You know, they warn you about this stuff. But what happened was the CDC found like 372 people across the country that have been infected with salmonella, and this was, I think, between January and May of this year. That is linked to having pet ducks, chickens, and geese.
Right. I mean, the thing is, the hygienic practices, I mean, where are they getting the salmonella from? The fecal material, right? I mean, or is there somewhere else?
I guess. I don't know. I guess that's a good question. How do you get salmonella from a chicken?
Right. All right, we'll leave that to you, chicken owners of America, or the British chicken owners. You can let us know. Where are you getting salmonella from?
Listen, here's the deal. I want to know who it is that's dressing their chickens up in tiny costumes. That's new to me.
And where is the people for the ethical treatment of animals on that? Huh? Huh? Right?
I think it's bad enough that people dress their cats and dogs in costumes, but a chicken?
Right. I mean, maybe we can get Kathy Griffin as a new spokesperson. She doesn't seem to do anything harmful. Anyway, we'll get to that. There's a whole other story about that, folks. What else we got coming up next hour? Oh, by the way, counteracting salmonella, silver hydrosol, colloidal silver, neutralizes salmonella. It does. Hey, listen, you got a problem with that? Talk to God. God created silver, silver properties. God, you want to go there, really? I know those people. By the way, there's so much peer-reviewed literature. In fact, not opinions to the editor. The New England Journal of Medicine, actual peer-reviewed literature on the antimicrobial properties of silver, and it does so without harming you or your healthy cells. All right, what tactics do doctors use to pressure you to vaccinate your children once you figured this out? Also, Olivia Newton-John, we talked about her recurrent cancer 25 years later, I believe. What is she doing to counteract it? And could it involve a botanical, a plant that God created? And why isn't that a headline? Why did we have to dig into one story where we finally found that? Also, we got a question of the day coming up about type 1 diabetes. We don't often answer questions about that. And, of course, more about the pesticide dangers. And then, in fact, we do have one Kathy Griffin. Is that her name, right? Article?
It is, yes.
It is.
We haven't touched on it yet. We're going to. Well, yeah, we'll cover.
Also, to our friends in Great Britain, I know sometimes you listen a couple of days later, but listen, I wish you had the right to keep and bear arms, because when people are coming at you with knives and machetes on the Tower Bridge or wherever you are, you want to be able to take them out before they can even get to you. And again, why should that just be an American ideal? Shouldn't it be a human ideal, the right to keep and bear arms, defend yourself from these crazy attacks by these extremists? Typically radical Islamic extremists? That's a question. Maybe we'll answer that later in the week, too. All right, folks, this is it for this hour. We'll be back after the news, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.